going on, everybody? You already know what's going down. We are back at it. Of all things radio, what's popping off? Bring flowers. J-Vibes hanging out with you today. And I got a very cool, very dope special guest with me right now. He pretty much doesn't need an introduction, but I'm going to go ahead and give him one. You've probably seen him around in the Corpus Christi DJ area scenes. You probably know him from the Selena series on Netflix. You probably know him from just being a cool cat all the way around. Producer, DJ, and everything in between. Pretty much. So Vani Quintanilla, did I say that right? Quintanilla, okay, cool. Yeah, I wanted to make sure I said that right. Cool. Yeah. What's up, baby? How you doing?
What up, man? I'm chilling.
Yeah, another day, another dollar away.
Another day, another dollar.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everything good? You okay?
Yeah, everything's good.
All right.
Good.
I just want to make sure, baby.
Yes.
Okay, it's okay if you're nervous. All right. I have that effect on people.
I mean, my hands are super sweaty. That's how you know I'm nervous. Right?
That's not the tequila talking.
It might be a little bit of the tequila.
That's cool. Hey, you can't go wrong with some tequila before.
Yeah, for sure. You have to. Always.
Always, bro.
It helps loosen up the muscles, like everything, and just get vibey.
A little loosey-goosey.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah,
I'm glad you're doing well. What's up, baby? So I want to talk to you. Thank you, first of all, for coming on this and just doing this with
me. Thanks for having me.
Nah, anytime, more than welcome. Shout out Ambers Brown. Shout out Ducky Tapes. And cool. I've been meaning to catch up with you. I've been meaning to talk to you. I know we've had some small talk conversations here and there, but now it's time to get down to business. I'm trying to see what's up with the grind and everything like that. First things first, bro, what are you working on right now that the people should know about?
Right now, I guess locally, I should talk about local first. I have a project with Always Chasing. I've been working on it for like a year, I think.
Nice.
And I mean, it's getting closer and closer to being finished. But that's a lot of my time is going to that.
Yeah.
Also, I'm working with artists from Houston, San Antonio, stuff like that, making cumbia music with them.
Yeah.
But those are all working too. They'll be out probably next year or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have like a scheduled release date or?
No, nothing. I don't like to put dates on anything.
I get that.
Because then it's more.
I feel like
stress.
They give you more of a deadline to where like, yo, I gotta hurry up and put this out because we're 2 weeks away now. Da, 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 da.
And then it's like forced. Almost.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't like to do that. So I just kind of, when it gets done, you know?
Yeah.
And also, I like to respect the artists I work with because they have lives too, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't want to push them into any like set in stone dates or anything.
I get that.
Yeah,
and that's pretty natural. And that's, you know, I guess mindful too, because you're just like, look, let's just knock out the stress altogether and let's just get this shit whenever we can and get it
done. Yeah, and just create.
Yeah, exactly.
For
that's
sure,
cool.
For sure.
That's badass. Shout out Always Chasing, by the way. AC,
yeah.
That dog, that boy. I seen y'all in the studio the other day at Produce working with Day?
With Day, yeah.
How was that going?
That was dope. We finished that whole song. I just have to mix and master it and stuff. Mm-hmm. But that song's going to be really cool with Day.
Yeah, okay.
Shout out to Day. Shout out to Day. Always Chasing.
Yeah, shout out Produce, Mariano all them,
of course.
The squad, all your dog.
Yeah.
Hey, it is what it is, baby. That's cool. That's like,
for sure.
I like what you're wearing right there. The HB bands. What's up, baby?
You know what I'm saying? Support local always.
Hey,
the homies.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, cool, man. Yeah. So I know you DJ a few places around Corpus Christi already. Can you name those places that you DJ at? Or?
Yeah, I mean, you can just catch me at Flanagan's most of the time. I'm there every weekend at Flanagan's.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, other places will hit me up to like fill in or something. Mm-hmm. But right now, you can catch me at Flanagan's.
Hell yeah. What days, baby? What's up? What time frames?
Thursday, Friday. And Saturday every week, Flanagan Southside from 10 to 2 a.m.
Hey, you heard it here, folks. Y'all better go buy my man a shot and order some drinks and special requests. Tip the man. Come
on. Tequila and tips all day.
I like it, bro. Tequila and tips. Bro, that should be its own series alone. Like,
tequila and tips.
I feel like that's dope.
That
we should start
cool.
it. Let's work on something
Let's
like that.
Let's do it. Yeah,
Let's do it.
I'm here for
it. Let's keep it moving, baby.
For sure.
Hey, so what's up with Fresco? You still chopping it up and whipping up in there? What's
I'm
up
there,
with the drinks?
Yeah. I'm at Fresco 4 days out of the week, I think, or something like that. But we just started breakfast over there, so we're getting things rolling with that. What else do we have? We started doing birria local, like nobody else in Corpus really has birria. We have birria over there in Arizona.
You know what I'm saying? Come by.
On the weekend you get that birria special. But yeah, I mean, we're just trying to make more new things happen over there.
Yeah. Do you have your own item on the menu or like
Nothing.
Savani, you know, quesadillas or something. What's up?
Nah, I don't have any.
You gotta whip up something, baby. Come on. I was thinking of putting my own thing on the menu. Maybe like
a
Vibes Hour Fresca.
They were talking about having like a special menu, like secret menu for all the homies and
ooh.
Stuff. But it's still in the talks and stuff.
Okay, so Tony, we're going to have to talk about this. I'm just saying. I kind of want to see what's up with this. Now Savani didn't put it out there, and now I want
to
manifest. I need a secret menu.
Secret menu,
just for J-Bob, too, not anybody else. Fuck it. It's cool. It is what it is, bro. So I noticed that you are what, a dad, a father?
What's up? I'm a dad, yes.
How does it feel to be a dad and an artist and doing what you're pretty much doing? Like, how does it feel to balance what, the two?
I mean, it was hard to get used to at first because mm-hmm. I was kind of like, okay, I got to do one or the other. So a lot of times it would be like, all right, I'm going to be dad right now. And then I would be like, all right, I'm going to work on music. Mm-hmm. But then slowly but surely you find the balance mm-hmm. and you're able to be like, all right, I have this amount of time to work on my stuff, and then I know I have to be with my daughter for this amount of time. Yeah. And then it works itself out as you get to going along. So she's gonna be four, so it's been 4 years of balancing stuff, and now I feel like I'm finally like in the swing of things, and things are getting easier,
the right motion.
She's potty trained now, so it's like way easier.
Like, now that she's growing up and just, you know, she kind of can take care of herself in a sense of
little
things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I can leave the room for a little bit longer than before.
Cool, man. What's it like being a dad?
Oh, man, it's the best thing, honestly. Yeah, it really changed my life. It really did.
I bet.
But yeah, it's cool. It's cool being a dad. The best part about it is watching her discover things mm-hmm. and like seeing how she reacts to things
The first time,
and it's like, yo, I've been on, I like me, like, she's like, sometimes she'll be like, hey, have you heard of SpongeBob before? And it's like, yes, of course.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, let's watch SpongeBob.
Let me put you on, hold on, that's cool. You're gonna teach her how to make music or what?
I want I don't want to push her into it, but mm-hmm. if she shows interest in things, then yeah, I'm gonna teach her and show her and stuff.
Dude, that'll be cool. Little daddy daughter fucking music band.
Yeah
That'll be tight, bro. Sure.
She's already singing songs all over the house and shit whenever she's chilling.
Yeah, she pulling the whole Britney Spears in front of the mirror or what?
She actually does. She gets all super into it and dancing and stuff.
That's badass, bro. Cool. Congratulations on that, man. Shout out all the dads and the parents out there, all the moms.
Big up all the dads.
Hey, everybody holding it down, baby. A lot of love in this building. I just kind of, I guess, stumbled upon this right now. You're mm-hmm. actually related to the great Selena Quintanilla.
Yes,
what's that like? First off, how is she related to you?
So my dad is A.B. Quintanilla.
Okay.
And he is Selena's brother. Brother is my dad. So she's my aunt.
That's crazy, bro. that's wild.
Yeah, I mean, everybody always asks me, like, yo, what's it like? What's it like? And it's mm-hmm. like, to me, they're just my family. You know?
It's just normal. Like, it's like, bro, that's my aunt. Like, that's
for sure. And I mean, it does have its perks sometimes mm-hmm. but I mean, for the most part, it's just family, you know. It's we're normal people, you know.
Yeah. Do you specifically like play her music a lot, or does your family play her music a lot, or
I know my dad sometimes he'll play her songs
a
on
couple
stage.
Throwbacks,
yeah,
you know?
just a couple, because mm-hmm. that's what the fans want, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
They love Selena, everybody loves Selena, so mm-hmm. and then for me, when I go play shows mm-hmm. like in other cities and stuff, I definitely play her songs in my set. Yeah.
That's cool, man.
For sure,
a little
for
channel
sure.
of the family fucking in the fucking mixing and everything like that.
Yeah, man.
That's cool, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. How does it feel to like have a statue of your aunt downtown?
It's crazy because, I mean, I work at Fresco, so I'm driving down Ocean all the time. And anytime I go by, there's just a crowd of people.
Yeah,
out
of
there.
Tourists and just random people taking pictures and everything like that.
Sometimes I just want to roll the window down and be like, hey, y'all know who I am? And then just like drive off.
Y'all don't know, man.
Just be like, hey, my dad's AB. And they're like,
dude, that would be crazy. You should do that one time, just
maybe,
see a reaction.
Maybe, but.
You never know. You might find the right tourist that'll be like, we need to chase that car. Like,
but yeah, so I mean, yeah, it's very interesting to just like see how much attention and how much love she still gets mm-hmm. to this day.
That is cool. That is interesting. You can definitely still see it, and it's not even just in Corpus alone. It's like everywhere. So like,
for
that's
sure,
fucking
sure.
cool. So dealing with that, I guess. Were you always involved in music based on your family, or was it something like you kind of discovered on your own that you had a talent for, or how did that go about?
When I was younger, I was learning, like, I was in band and stuff in middle school, mm-hmm. and so I kind of got a little taste of the music, and also in the summertime, I would just go on the road with my dad,
mm.
so I knew the ins and outs of the road, and mm-hmm. like, I was starting to learn music, and then I kind of, like, decided one day, I was like, nah, you know what, I don't want to do music. I was like, I want to do something else. I want to change the family name to not be in music. I had it in my head, like,
yeah,
I'm gonna do this.
I want to be different.
Yeah, just something.
Yeah.
And then I graduated high school, and I was like, no, maybe I should do
music. Maybe I would.
Because I was like, my mom and my grandma really wanted me to go to college, so I was like, okay, if I'm gonna go to college, I want to go for something that I like, yeah, and I want to do. So I went for music for a little bit. But at the same time, Dusty was opening Produce. So I was in the mix there, but at college also. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I don't want to go to school. I can just
be there.
Be here with Dusty, yeah, learn everything.
Yeah.
So that's how it happened. I dropped out of music school, kept working with Dusty, kept building my own career, and now I'm here where I'm
and
at.
Here we are, baby.
Yep.
Damn, that's crazy. I like seeing the whole, like, I like knowing the origin stories and shit like that, so that's cool. That's fucking badass. Damn, I didn't even know that's crazy how that originated. I didn't know you started out with Dusty and everything.
Yeah, I was working with Dusty when Produce first opened.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, it's been like 10 years, right?
Yeah,
like,
dude,
it was like 10 years ago. Exactly. Yeah, that, something like
that's
that.
That's fucking wild, bro. I was like 15 at that point. But I was also there when Kevin Abstract was like popping out, and he was like first doing his shows there. I remember being in high school and like going to People's Street and doing that.
I used to record Kevin Abstract in the studio.
What?
Yeah,
for real?
Little sprinkle in there.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? I had something to do with that.
Yeah, him and Flexi and like the whole, they were called ASF at the time. Kevin Abstract and his whole crew.
Yeah.
But yeah, I used to run their sessions. Dusty would be like, hey dude, I gotta go do this, go do that. Can you run these guys' sessions?
What?
And it would turn from that to like every time that they needed a session, they would just book it with me. So
yeah,
I would just run other
sessions.
That's
fucking cool, dude.
Yeah, man, it was cool. It's cool to be a part of Kevin Abstract's history like that, for sure.
And then to see it now. Mm-hmm. And then that's wild, dude. That's cool. I like your fucking little resume that you have right now. Damn, dog, you're out here doing a whole bunch of shit. So it's pretty much everything that you do. Totally. Like, I know you produce, you DJ, and everything else.
I produce,
like
I DJ, I'm a chef.
Ooh, what talking else? Kind of salad? What are we talking?
I mean, I can make anything, hey, bro. I've worked in all types of restaurants. So at the same time, I've been doing music, I've been working in restaurants, like in every city that I go live in and stuff. So I just picked up a whole bunch of stuff along the way.
Yeah,
so
we talking like you're going to make your own studio and a restaurant on the side or what?
Yeah,
like,
you never know. One day, I mean, it would be ideal one day to have my own restaurant.
Yeah. I think that would be cool.
For sure.
Call it the Quintanilla or something.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. Cool. So what are you trying to pursue right now at this moment? You're working on music, you're doing some chefing here and there, you're DJing, you're engineering and things like that. What's the, I guess, the end goal here?
I guess I mean, I'm kind of already like
at, you're already
goal.
There,
yeah, like kind of. I mean, I guess making a living off of my music would be cool, but I'm kind of already doing that, but just like on a bigger scale, I feel.
Yeah, because it's like you don't want to do it in a sense to just get by and like pay rent and bills. Like,
yeah,
because like, I want to be financially secure
for sure.
Yeah,
so I'm trying to work towards that basically.
Yeah, there's a goal, there's always steps towards that, and clearly you're on your fucking way. You know what you're doing, you have the right resources, you know who to talk to, and you know the right moves to make. That's cool. I still think, you know what I'm saying, tequila and tips should definitely be a thing we should talk about. Just saying, I could use some tequila right now. I'm getting a little parched, but it's okay, it's all good, baby. Oh yeah, that's cool. Do you have anything upcoming, shows or anything like that? I know you just got back from tour.
I did do a little tour.
Yeah.
That was cool.
What was that like? Talk to us about that.
We did the opening night here at Produce. That was dope. We got way too turnt than we should have.
That's how it always happens. Because
it was like the next day we had to get up early and go to, where were we? In Austin.
Yeah.
So we were all hungover. And
just fucking drained.
All in the car.
Like, just, let's fucking do this.
And that's how it was every night. Because we did Austin, then we did Houston, and then from Houston we went to McAllen.
Damn, so, all the way down.
Yeah. But the Houston show, we had a daytime party, like at a little record store over there.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to get up early that day to make it there by like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock or something like that.
For like what, sound check and everything like
that? No, for the daytime party.
Oh, shit.
I had the daytime thing, and then I was going to go do the nighttime thing too. So we had to get up early. We were all hungover too. It was like one long hangover pretty much basically. But it was dope. It was cool.
What the crowd's like?
Oh man, Austin was kind of light because I didn't know it, but that weekend that we were there, COVID was like they were in like the red zone or something.
Oh,
basically.
Shit.
Yeah, so like everywhere was kind of like dead. Houston was cool. I saw a bunch of homies that I hadn't seen. I used to live in Houston for a little bit. So
no shit.
Yeah, it was cool to see them for a little bit. And McAllen always shows love whenever I go over there. So that was
McAllen's dope. They know how to party.
Yeah, McAllen is the way for sure.
That's cool, but, man. Yeah. Oh yeah, any upcoming shows or anything like that you're getting ready for? Or?
I mean, I have one tomorrow.
Oh shit!
In San Antonio, I'm opening up for the homies Tarasco Tropical.
Ooh, shout out!
I just did a song with them too. It's called Big Ready Barbacoa. It's like the San Antonio anthem. Yeah.
Okay,
so there's a music video out for that and everything too.
Can people find that on what? Apple Music, Spotify?
Yeah, on all digital platforms.
Damn,
yeah.
Y'all fucking heard it here, folks. Check out the new
Big Ready Barbacoa. Yeah,
That boy's ready. Hell yeah, bro. That's fucking cool, man. It sounds like you're doing a lot of great things, a lot of cool things. I know you have a lot of fucking tattoos. What's up? You want to talk about those or what?
We can talk about tattoos.
What's up? Yeah, Let's talk about your tattoos. How many you got?
Man, I don't know. I haven't counted them. I don't know.
Really? Lost track?
Yeah, because I have, like, they're everywhere.
Yeah?
So, you know Kim, right?
Yeah. She be tatting everybody up.
When she...
I think I'm getting tatted by her this weekend.
Where? Yeah. When she moved into that shop, she was, like, trying to practice a lot. Uh-huh. So she would hit me up and be like, hey, you want a tattoo?
Yeah.
So it turned into like every week I would just have a new tattoo.
You just anything? Would you go in there with like an idea or you just be like, yo, just fucking here's my arm?
She would tell me like, hey, I want to do something this style. And then I'd be like, okay, what about this or what about that? And then we would settle on something. Yeah.
That's cool, dude.
Yeah, man.
So you really don't know how many you have?
I really don't know. I just started going on my hands too, like,
fuck hands. It, dude. Connect the dots.
Elbow.
See what kind of picture you get.
Mm-hmm. My neck. This is my favorite one.
Yeah?
Nessio, yeah.
Ooh, okay. I like Nessio that. For people who can't see, bam, right there. I don't know if I'm nervous, bro, to get tatted right there.
I was nervous, too. That's why I got the little one, because now I know that it I can do, like, something more here if I want to.
Because you took the pain already?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I got this shit.
For sure. I think I'm going to go with the head next.
No, are you serious?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the head
like
next.
The Mike Tyson or what? We talking?
Nah, like the side of my head.
Okay.
So, something to where, like, when I get a haircut, you can see it, but don't have my haircut.
You're not going to get, like, a fake edge up, right?
Or nah. The double edge up? Yeah. I just get that double edge up tattoo? Yeah.
No. Hair receding ass. That shit would be funny, bro.
Damn.
Oh yeah, that's cool, man. Well, dude, fucking thank you, Savani, for fucking doing this. Thank you for coming on. Is there anything you want to plug or any advice you want to give to people, I guess, on the come up or who don't know you already that should fucking know you?
Just look me up. Follow me on Instagram. I post a lot on Instagram.
Give them the ats, baby.
At @principe_q. That's my Instagram. I think it's all my stuff is the same thing. But also in my Instagram profile, I have one of those links where it's got like everything, like a whole list of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean that, and then I mean. Advice I could give everyone. I try to like tell kind of the same message every interview I do, but like just keep going, you know, like don't let anybody stop you. If it feels good, keep doing it. Like just keep going. It's all gonna work out eventually.
You know? You can't have those negative thoughts. It's just like, you know, the law of attraction. It goes hand in hand with the law of detachment. So if like you have any of those self doubts, it's gonna resonate.
Exactly.
And it's gonna circle back, and you're just swimming in a pool full of doubts. And it's nobody needs that shit.
Yeah, just keep going.
That's
all I'll ever say. Because people ask me a lot, like, what would you tell a younger person that wants to get into music or wants to do this or wants to do that? Just do it. And keep going. And if it feels good, keep going. But if it's not feeling right and something isn't working, then just stop. You don't have to force it.
And I fucking love it, bro. You can't force shit out here. You know what I'm saying? You gotta go with the motion in the ocean, baby.
Yes, sir.
Savani Quintanilla in the building. Principe Q, right?
Principe I said that. Principe Q, yes,
jeez,
sir.
Jeez, baby. We out here. Thank you for coming on. Of all things radio, baby. Bring flowers. I'll bring you flowers next time just because you fucking deserve them, baby. All right.
Damn.
We keeping things moving right here, everybody. You already know. Was Gallon to Fire to Fuego, all the jams to keep your day in the motion in the ocean. We setting the mood tonight, keeping things moving right now. J Vibes in the building. Thank you for coming out, Savani Quintanilla. I love you, brother. We'll keep in touch. About to go take some tequila shots. Shout out Ducky Tape.
Please.
Shout out Ambrose Brown of All Things Radio. We'll be back, baby. Sheesh. Till the next one.